everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Kelly O Show. This is part two of our two-part interview with Tanya Clark. If you haven't yet listened to part one, please be sure you go back and listen to part one before you commence with this episode. Everything will make so much more sense.
I love that you said, have a plan. I love, too, what you said about get a team of advisors around you as soon as possible. Now, here's my next question for you. The number one piece of resistance that I hear, whether it's women I coach or women that have written in on the show or that I just hear in conversation, women will let the money issue the fact that any kind of business is going to require you to start putting some money into it. And they will use that as an excuse to, I can't afford it. You know, oh, I can't afford to put money into a blog. I can't afford to buy that camera. I can't afford this. I couldn't afford an attorney. I can't afford an insurance agent and a CPA. So they won't even look into it. What do you say to women who are maybe starting a business out there? They're not going to be doing a business where they're getting investment dollars, right? So maybe they're bootstrapping. How do you, you know, what do you say to women who go, I can't afford to hire all those people up front, you know, that I'm bootstrapping. What would you recommend? Is there one that they can hire over the other? Are the charges for some of these types of practitioners or experts, are they more reasonable than we think? What's your recommendation there?
Okay. Let me answer this in a couple of ways. I always say that you can use, especially if you're working full time, you have an investor, your job. If you can find some extra dollars from working, or you can do something, maybe, and I'm just saying Uber, Lyft, whatever, to put some extra money in your pocket that can be used to help you finance your business, then do that. I've seen a number of women do that. And I think that it's better to do that than it is to go and get a loan or try to get a loan. It's hard for anyone starting out a business to get a loan, and they don't have, I mean, it's like when you watch Shark Tank and when you watch The Profit, they want to see some numbers. They want to see, what did you put into that business, your financial backing from yourself, before they want to put in their own money. You know, that's number one. Number two, there are free resources out here. You just have to be tenacious enough to research for them. You know, and like Kelly, you and I just talked about the networking part of it. Become part of a networking organization that can put you in a position that you can talk to other women that will be there to help you, you know? And like I said, you know, using myself as an example, I try on my Instagram page to give daily information that's free, that someone does not have to pay me for. And I don't ask people for consultation fees up front if they want to talk to me. And, you know, and like I said, the ebook that I wrote and the one that I'm going to write, you know, for the deductions for the new tax law. I mean, there are a number of people who do the same thing that I'm telling you as far as helping other people that don't always have to be chasing a dollar. And lastly, the third thing, SBA.gov. You can go to SBA.gov. Usually in all major cities, there's an SBA office, Small Business Association office, that will gladly hook you up with a mentor, and that's free.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if you really, really want to do it, you can. I gave you three options right there. Networking with other entrepreneurs in the same field that can lead you in certain directions and help you as an advisor. Other women like myself who are professionals who've done certain things and helped other small businesses that can give you free advice, and SBA.gov.
This is brilliant. And I will say this. I have always been in the past, and, and I've committed in this phase of my next phase of my life, next chapter of my life. I said, I am going to learn from the past. I'm going to do everything to get what I've never had. I'm going to do what I've never done. And so I was able to really look inward and see all the areas that, you know, like I've just not been great at productivity. I have not been good at chunking my time and being, you know, focused and prioritizing. I've been very reactive as opposed to responsive. All of these things I'm learning to do differently. And one of the things that I did not do in my early career that I now do and I am seeing it pay off, and it's one of the things you just mentioned, is networking. And I think networking, like sales, can get a bad reputation. And I used to, if somebody said, oh, go to this conference and just, it's a great networking opportunity. I just had visions of people exchanging cards that meant nothing and, and cheesy, bad conversation, polite conversation. And I avoided it like the plague. And most of the time, and a lot of people who maybe are listening to me now that have known me a while, they go, yeah, Kelly, you would go to these great conferences and they'd have a happy hour down by the pool. I'd be in my room. Up on social media, writing my blog. And I dreaded it. I thought it was a waste of time. And what I can tell you ladies listening is when I moved to San Antonio, I moved here earlier this year, I said to myself, and it's actually, I have to give my man credit because he's the one that said, you've got to get out of your office and meet people, especially when you're more of a solopreneur. You know, you can't just have a company run itself. So you're, everything is about meeting people. I joined the San Antonio Women's Business Chamber of Commerce. I joined the National Association of Women Business Owners, San Antonio chapter. And I'm actually going to a mixer tomorrow night for the Women's Business Chamber of Commerce. And now that you mentioned SBA.gov, I'm going to join that. But I got to tell you, ladies, I went to this first luncheon for the National Association of Women Business Owners, and I thought, oh, this is going to be so cheesy. And
I love that group.
Jam-packed room. I think there were, and it was a luncheon, and I just kept thinking, is this a ladies at lunch? I mean, I had the worst attitude, I'll be honest with you. And I showed up. It was probably a room full of at least 100 women. And all kinds of different businesses, great conversation, fired up women, resources galore. And I have to just reinforce what Tanya just said. Get out there and network. And if you are looking at networking like it's a dirty word, as I used to, it is going to be a window of opportunity for you. Did you ever have that attitude about networking?
I mean, totally. I mean, I want to tell you, I'm an introvert at heart. I'm an only child. And I, you know, I only have one child too. And I'm used to just being in my space, reading in my comfort zone, you know, and I had to move out of that. And, you know, I mean, truthfully, Kelly, men are better at networking than we are. And it's easier for them. And they can go on the golf course and do it. They can, you know, go out for drinks and do it. Whereas a lot of times, and I'm not trying to be sexist or whatever, but we have to go home and take care of the kids. We have to go home and, you know, do whatever. So we don't have as much free time to do all these extra things, but you have to make the time. You know, your business is going to be another baby and you have to nurture it. If you don't nurture it, if you don't take care of it, it's not going to grow and your revenue is not going to grow. And that cash flow that you really desperately need to get you to your next level is not going to be there. It's going to be non-existent. So there are ways to do the bootstrapping. And it's just going to require more time. Either you have the money or you have the time. If you got both, then that's even better. But you know, you got to put in that time, even when you have worked all day from 8 to 5:30, from 6 to maybe 1, you in between cooking the food and getting the kids ready, you got to work on that business, you know? Yeah. So, you know, these are things that I really try to make people understand, as well as, you know, it's going to be hard. It's not easy. I mean, like social media and television, you know, I've in our time period, you know, you and I are about the same age, not going to say the age, but the last 10 to 15 years, there has been an explosion of people saying they're entrepreneurs. Back in the day, being an saying you're an entrepreneur means you ain't have a job.
That's exactly it.
So now it's glamorous. It's wonderful. They have like 10 to 15 different TV shows about being entrepreneurs and all of these social media multimillionaires. And so it's now a glamorous thing where when I came up, you know, it means you just were unemployed and you just like, yep, you're out here trying to scrape shit together. Excuse me. But I mean, that's just
you
how
just read self-help books and sat around and talked about being an entrepreneur. Like that's
exactly. And so now it sounds and looks glamorous based on what you see on television and all these movies about entrepreneurs. But it's really, really difficult. And so I'm saying that to move me into another topic, which is you have to have a wealth mindset and you have to continue to have patience during this process. That's another chapter in the ebook that I'm going to send you guys.
Nice.
That you got to be able to stick to it. You know, I mean, you got to be able to, when all these obstacles come up and you're tired and the time is, and you know, you may have in your business plan that you're going to meet this financial goal and you don't meet it. Okay. So you readjust that goal possibly, and you readjust your marketing to get to that goal. Find other ways to make it happen, but you can't give up. Now, you know, I think that women, we can tend to be sometimes not emotional, that's not the right word, but we'll take things to heart a lot harder than men will. If we get a no, if we hear a no, you know, a lot of women can't hear a no over and over and over and over again. But the lifeblood of your business, I don't care what you're doing, is sale. And people are going to tell you no. So you got to go on to the next person. You got to go on to the next person. I mean, even with, I'll use myself as an example, as a lawyer, there are 50,000 million lawyers in the United States, and there are 20 million tax preparers. And from my perspective, it was like, you know, I don't need to service all of these people. Mm-hmm. My objective and my goal is to focus on women-owned businesses and how can I help them? What can I bring to the table to help their business be more successful? Because the best advertisement is word of mouth and having testimonials. So you do your best, you focus and be able to get past those no's and, you know, get a little sales training too. There's nothing wrong with that. While you're going through this process and starting your business, you can go on YouTube and learn anything, you know? So, or like you said, the Chamber of Commerce, there's one in every major city. They have different courses or different seminars or workshops on sales. Everybody in a business capacity is a salesperson, whether you want to be that or not. So
preach it. And can I just hard plug myself that I have a sales training course for women?
The there
opposite
you go.
Of nice isn't nasty. Bam. Mm-hmm. I need to make you an affiliate partner, girl. See how that works, everybody?
See how
that works? So,
and actually, I wanted to talk to you about making you affiliate partner for my tax preparation business. So all of your followers can totally get a percentage off on getting their taxes done, as well as you receiving referral fee. But okay, enough of that. So I want to make sure that you all understand that, you know, you got to have your infrastructure together, which is the legal part of it, which is kind of boring. Make sure you have your name, your URL for your website. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have, if it's a business that requires a license or permit, make sure all those things are done. Make sure that if you are deciding to have employees, you understand employee law, labor laws. Make sure that you have, I say in the beginning, which a lot of people can't afford this, get trademarks and copyrights to make sure that people don't take your ideas and NDAs. All your business contracts need to be together. And the reason I'm moving a little faster, because I know our time is running out, but I just want to make sure that all of these things are important to protect your business. So it's not just, okay, you know what? I'm going to throw out there, I'm going to become a, my new name is KellyO.com. and it's going to be an LLC, and I'm going to be a sole practitioner, and maybe you shouldn't set it up as a sole proprietorship. Maybe it should be set up as LLC, or maybe it should be set up as S Corp. All of these things your advisors can help you with. I can help you with as well. Kelly can help you with. And if there is, I always say that people should have, and I'm not an insurance agent, so I can't plug that, but I'm just saying that people should have business insurance, and it's not that expensive. Errors and omissions insurance, especially when you're starting out. Have that business plan like we talked about. Decide if it's going to be brick and mortar or online or both, as well as making sure that you go through that sales training, because you need to understand sales and marketing very well, because that's the only way you're going to make money. Mm. And just have the patience to go through the process and take the licks. Well, okay, let me say. Okay, I'm going to date myself again, Kelly. Take a licking and keep on ticking. Wasn't that Timex or something?
I think so. But you know, how impactful was that marketing campaign, right? That
we're still there. There you go. So you know, and so those are the kind of the basics. And then you know, if you know you get your business up and running first two years, and you're strong, and you start to get revenue, and you decide, you know what, I want to expand this business. Expansion could mean franchising. Expansion can mean getting government contracts or contracts with larger corporations, which comes to the point that you might want to become a woman-owned certified business, or minority-owned certified business, or veteran-owned certified business, or AA certified business, which is a small business. All of these are additional options that can catapult your business even further once you've gone through the first couple of years. So
I'm already seeing Tanya, by the way, like we need to, you need to be like a recurring guest, because we could like have people write in, ask questions. And then this could be something like on the next show, we talk about, you know, what you just said, because I had written that down at the beginning of the show, women owned certified business. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? And then, you know, not give away all of your jewels, but talk enough about it so that, you know, it educates folks. And then of course they can come to you with what they need to take things to the next level and hire you. Cause there's a lot of stuff that, you know, it's kind of like reading the table of contents was this, interview. It was just the beginning. So I'm going to follow up with you on that. And I want to say, you know, I love that you mentioned just a few minutes ago, because I think this is a good thing to close up on. You know, you mentioned having a wealth mindset. Mm-hmm. And I know that I know my audience, and I know because I can put myself in my own shoes before I was an entrepreneur, when I started hearing some of these things. And I know that there's a lot of you that might, you have this aspiration, you want to start something. And I had so many people just this past Thanksgiving weekend, and I put a poll out and I said, how many of you have to work on Friday? And I couldn't believe how many people had to go to work on Friday because they didn't have the time off or blah, blah, blah. And how many people had to work until 6 o'clock on Wednesday? You know, and when you're a solopreneur or an entrepreneur, you own a company, you're so used to like your time being your own. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean, so I love that we've talked about this repeatedly. Being an entrepreneur or a solopreneur in any way does not mean you work 10 hours a week and you make millions of dollars and it's not work. It is absolutely work, but some of the things that are amazing, owning your time, being able to say, I'm going to work this hard for 8 months out of the year so that 1 month out of the year, I can take a whole month. You know, some people do that, right? So having that flexibility, working from home, being able to work wherever you want, those types of things, control over your time, being able to see your kids more often, those are things that people love. But a lot of people, they get intimidated when they hear things that are so unfamiliar to them. So when you work for somebody else, you're not talking about revenue and cash flow and profitability and having to hire an attorney and trademarking. And so suddenly you can hear that and get very intimidated and go, because I don't know that, that's not for me. Don't do that. And if you hear, if you're working in corporate America or you're thinking about a blog and making some money and you hear wealth mindset, some women automatically go, I don't need to become wealthy. And really, ladies, if you are hearing yourself say that, know that you probably have some money issues you need to work out with, because I'm not going to tell you how to define wealth for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wealth for some of you might be making $150,000 a year, but working from home. It might be $150K a month.
Yeah. To me, it's time freedom.
Yeah. Get to the point where you know that you can do more than you think. You can make the leap to having your own business. Everything that you're starting to learn here and from some of the other folks in the business series, there are all kinds of women, all ages. Some of them were young. Some of them are, you know, my age group. Some of them are in their 30s. It doesn't matter what your age, what your college experience is, what your passion is. Just be smart. Do the research. You can do it. It's work. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not work. It is simple. There are methodologies to practice. It's work and focus, but there's plenty of resources out there and ways that you can learn how to do what you're doing. And like Tanya said, connect with other women, find a mentor, find some of these groups. You will be on a road to a completely different life and be doing things that you never thought you could do. And I also want to tie this lastly back to fitness, because one of the things, Tanya, you were saying, you're like, look, you start a business, it's going to be hard. It's going to be work. You're going to get tired. You're going to want to quit. Just don't quit. Isn't that what we say about fitness, right? We say, you know, you got to commit to the long term. You're going to hit a plateau, but the only way you fail is if you quit. So I just can't think of anything that is more worth the work than to pursue your passion, and ladies to be able to say, I had an idea, I put together a business plan, I'm kicking ass, I'm changing lives with my whatever it is. I mean, look at Tanya, look at what you're doing. You know, you're out there helping women figure out these complicated tax laws and business laws. That's amazing. I mean, when did you start doing what you're doing now for the specialty? How long have you been? And we got to wrap it up. So this is my last question. But how long ago was it that you started specializing in helping female entrepreneurs? Did you do that from the beginning?
No. In the beginning, I worked, you know, for large corporations and government entities. So over the last maybe seven years, it's been a shift on what I wanted to do as far as giving back. I mean, there are a couple of things that I do, like I'm a vice president of a charter school, you know, and I don't get paid for that. And that's totally part of my community service to give back. And I love children. And so this is another part of that, you know, in addition to, of course, the business for me, but a lot of the things that I do are not, you know, I don't charge for, you know, because I want to see people succeed, especially when, you know, for women entrepreneurs that are still in corporate America, and I'll say this too, don't give up your day job until you get your money right. But, you know, we're making 77 to 78 cents on a dollar to our male counterpart. So that is enough to make me cringe and make me want to help us to do better, you know, for our children and to leave a legacy. And, you know, so that's a short answer to a question that I could go longer on.
Well, we will definitely have you back. Yeah. The wage gap just infuriates me. The fact that that's still there and that it exists just blows my mind. We're going to address that. We're going to attack it. But Tanya, I know we're hitting the wall. Tell people where they can find you online and I'll make sure I put that in the show notes.
Okay. My Instagram is at Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E-S-Q. And on my website is www.chc, B as in boy, T as in Tom, S as in Sam.com. That stands for CHC Business and Tax Solutions, Inc. And just if you want a copy of the book, the ebook for free, just send me a DM on Instagram. And I'll make sure to get your email and send it out to you.
Awesome. Tanya, thank you so much for being with us. For everybody listening, thank you for tuning in. If you have questions, of course, I'm going to link up to everything, Tanya, in the show notes at thekellyoshow.com. If you have questions for what you want us to cover when I convince Tanya to come back on the show, email me, kelly@kellyolexa.com, or you can just fill out the contact me form on kellyolexa.com. If you haven't subscribed to this show already, head on over to iTunes, make sure you're subscribed. And you know I'm going to say it, we would love it if you would leave us a review there, because that's what helps this show get seen and heard by more folks who can really benefit from this information. So thanks everybody for tuning in. Thank you, Tanya, for showing up. This was a great, great, great show in just the beginning. We will see everybody next time on The Kelly O Show. Hey, everybody. This marks the end of our two-part interview with Tanya Clark. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly enjoyed interviewing her, and I think she is outstanding and tremendously talented. Can't wait to have her back on the show. If you have specific questions you would like to see us cover when we have Tanya back on the show, please don't hesitate to reach out and let us know what your questions are. Unless you give us permission, we won't mention your name. So, you know, you're anonymous unless you give us permission to use your name on the air. And you can reach out to my assistant, Angie, at kellyalexa.com. So Angie at kellyalexa.com is the email, or just fill out the contact me form on kellyalexa.com. You can use those same methods of contact to reach out if you're interested in podcast sponsorship opportunities on the show in 2020 and beyond. You can also use the same outreach method if you would like to nominate yourself or somebody that you know for an interview on this show. I hope you guys are enjoying the content that we're putting out. If so, I would be forever grateful if you would not only share this episode on social media with your friends and colleagues, but if you would also take 2 or 3 minutes of your time, leave us a review on iTunes so that we can get the show seen and heard by more people who could benefit from this free information we put together. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great rest of the day. We'll talk to you next time.